Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here one more day with our special guest, John Kowalski. Before I introduce John and continue our conversation, I want to remind you that and invite you to our Renewal Ministries gathering in Ypsilanti, Michigan, the weekend of April 5th through 7th. We've been talking this week of Unbound Ministry, of living in greater freedom, of meeting men and women who are fellow Catholics and others who are alive in the Lord. Well, there'll be a lot of that happening on that weekend. So if you'd like to know more about it and to be a part of it, you're welcome to come. You can go to our website at renewalministries.net. Also, while you're there, John's programs are archived there on the website, as are all of our television and radio programs. You can access those anytime you want. You could also get our app if you don't have it. You can download the Renewal Ministries app, where you have basically constant access to all the good stuff that the Lord has given to us to give away. So, John, welcome back.
Peace, Peter.
Thanks for being here these days, and it's been inspiring to be able to hear you. Now, if someone's listening to the program or has listened to the program, John, this week and thought, you know, boy, that just sounds so encouraging. And yeah, John does seem like a normal dude, and God has led him into actually helping people connect with God's power in their life. And how can I do that? And how can that happen with me? What would you say?
Step by step, and it's by hanging out with people who do this kind of thing. So go to the Renewal Gathering. Yeah, I'm looking forward to, I'll be there and
good.
See you there.
Good.
But go to things like that. Go to Encounter Ministry. Oh my gosh, that is just such an amazing ministry. Father Matthias Thielen there is just incredible. And Unbound, the Kazanchians here in Michigan are just phenomenal people. Steve Dawson over St. Paul Street, I do some work with them. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I can't say that there's one way, one path. It's just picking up little pieces. I take a little bit from Unbound. I take a little bit from Encounter. Mm-hmm. And that makes me, I take some from Renewal as well.
Yeah, because fundamentally what the Lord has raised up effective ministries like this to help awaken people to the spiritual gifts they've been given. As Pope Paul VI said at one point, he said that for many of the baptized, the spiritual gifts they've been given at baptism and confirmation lie dormant their whole life long. Or, you know, Paul's exhortation in Corinthians is at 1 Corinthians 14, where he said, "I would have it, brothers and sisters, that you not be ignorant of spiritual gifts." And what are spiritual gifts? These are graces from God that empower us to do the work of God, right? And I think most people are, in fact, ignorant of their spiritual gifts. They have no idea what their spiritual gifts might be, or have very little conviction that the Lord wants to use them. And it's not that, many times I experience, it's not that people don't want to, they just don't know how, and they don't know where to begin.
Exactly. Right? Why would God send you into battle and send you there unarmed? And He wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Everybody who touched Jesus was healed. Mm-hmm. Every single person. Who's the body of Christ now? It's us.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody we touch is going to be healed, physically, spiritually. Now, not everybody's going to get up and walk out of a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
But I have prayed for people in wheelchairs. They didn't get up and walk, but my gosh, the peace they received and the barriers that were broken down, they can fly.
Yeah. It's so simple that we can miss it. You know, you think about, I'll often share with people, to say, where can you begin? Well, in terms of going to organizations like the ones we mentioned is a place where you can get equipped, you can get educated, you can get helped, you can get trained. That's all good. But right today, imagine you're having a conversation with a friend, a neighbor who's struggling. Maybe they have trouble in their marriage, or one of their kids is having a very serious problem or something. And a good friend, as you probably are, a good friend sits and listens and encourages and experiences lots of empathy toward them. But one of the things that we never quite think about before that conversation is done is to say something as simple as this, to say, you know, when I'm in situations like this, it really helps to receive prayer. Could I just pray with you for this situation? And 95% of the time, people say yes, don't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's power in doing that. And, you know, people say that all the time. You know, you're going through a lot. You know, I feel for you. Can I pray for you? Oh, yeah, please keep me in a prayer. Okay, let's do it now. What?
Yeah, exactly.
And there's power in that now.
And that's where we get frozen sometimes ourselves. Like, I don't want to ask that. Like, what if they don't say yes? Yes, you can pray with me. Or what would I say anyway if I prayed? And this is where it starts getting complicated. We get nervous. We're afraid of what we don't understand. And it's a whole lot. It's quite simple, isn't it?
It is. But, you know, there's ways to practice that. You know, like I said, St. Paul Street Evangelism, for example, you can go with them, and you don't have to evangelize anybody. You can just stand there and watch how it's done. and learn,
yeah.
you know, and listen to them. I know people who are just incredible, incredible off-the-cuff prayer ministers. And, I mean, they can say, come up with these prayers that I could sit down for a month with pen and paper mm-hmm. and can't come close to that. And I realize that I'll never be that, mm-hmm. but that's okay. Yeah. God fills in the blanks.
Right. And it's not like the eloquence of the prayer is the thing that makes it all happen. That's why some of the simplest people I've known internationally who are very, very gifted in terms of ministry are very effective because they have a big God. They have big faith in a big God, and they know the love of God, and that love of God is so alive in them. And then they have such great tenderness and compassion for the people that they're praying with, and they know you don't have to be super eloquent and have, you know, a Thomas Aquinas 5-paragraph prayer. All you need to do is say, Jesus, would you touch this person? Or help the person invite Jesus to come and touch them in a way that they need it in their life.
Yep, it's that simple. And yeah. and Jesus wouldn't put you there if you weren't meant to be. And just the biggest thing that I recommend is just share stories. Because that's how we really evangelize people. Mm-hmm. Jesus was the greatest storyteller there mm-hmm. ever was.
Yeah.
And if we can do the same thing and say, you know what, I was in a situation like that and this is what happened, or yeah. you know, or I know somebody who was like that. You'll be amazed how many people will be led to you with the same exact things or acquaintances or situations that you've been into.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so good. And now are you continuing to do the prison ministry work and the other kinds of ministry that you've been involved in on a regular basis, or?
Yes, I still do prison ministry work. I started up a healing prayer service at my church. We do healing prayer now after every Sunday Mass, and we're seeing some incredible results from that. I just say, Lord, where do you want me to go today?
As you're talking, I'm thinking the words of Pope John Paul II. He said at one point, you know, the hour of the laity has struck. He said, he was saying it to the bishops first in Poland when he was visiting them. What he meant by it was to say that if you look at some of the best things that are happening in the church today, the rise of lay movements and the rest of it, they're all apostolic, they're all evangelistic, they all are Catholics, signs of Catholics coming into their full baptismal dignity and taking co-responsibility for the direction of life and mission of the parish and of the diocese that they live in. They're coming alive to the realization, as Pope Francis put it, to say, every single one of us who are baptized into Christ can say, I am a mission in this world. By virtue of the fact that you have been baptized and confirmed, you have been empowered, and the Lord wants to send you to live in Him and be a conduit of His grace.
Absolutely, and God brings good out of bad. And as you know, we are in trouble with priest shortages and things mm-hmm. like that. Well, maybe, just maybe, folks, that hole exists so that we, the lay people, can go and fill it in.
Yeah, and I also think the Lord wants to raise up more priests and more religious sisters as well.
Absolutely.
To be able to really, I mean, I think it's begun to happen in different places. There's really some beautiful signs of growth and buds that are bursting. There's, you know, the Lord is pruning the tree. The Lord is disciplining His church. Yep. He's bringing purification to her. He's exposing her weakness and her shame so that He can heal it. And the church can be in a place to be able to be the conduit of His grace and mercy to the world that it's meant to be.
Yeah, you know, I just think of, you know, Pope John Paul, when he first came out, first words out of his mouth, you know, fear not.
Yeah.
And we have to have that attitude. You know, I'm not saying that everybody I walk to, I'm not quaking inside. You know, I am, but I trust. Mm-hmm. I trust in the Lord. I'm like, Lord, it's weird to walk up to somebody in a grocery store, or it's weird to ask my server at a restaurant if they need anything to pray for, but I'm going to do it anyways and give it to you, and you're going to raise something out of it. And He does. Yeah. He just does.
It's funny you said grocery store. It led me to, prompted me a memory of, at a very key turning point in my spiritual life in terms of mission and work, when the Lord was bringing Ralph Martin and I together to kind of partner in this mission, you know, 30 some years ago. I wasn't sure about it. I wasn't sure I was hearing the Lord on it. And I had gotten some input from different people that they felt it was encouraging. And I thought, okay, Lord. But I was struggling. I was at the grocery store one day. And I was standing there looking for cereal, I think, for the kids' cereal boxes. And this woman comes by with her cart. And she stops. She said, excuse me, do you mind if I share something with you? And I said, sure. She goes, this sounds kind of strange. I don't know why, but as I'm walking by you, I just felt like the Lord said He's talking to you. He's been speaking to you, and He wants to lead you in a new direction. And the thing you're hearing is what He wants you to do. Something like that, she said. I thought, what? You know, in here I could preach and talk about that kind of stuff, but here it was happening to me and totally unsolicited. And the Lord did what I needed at that point, you know, to know that it was Him and that it was worth making the turn and taking the risk and living the life that we now have ended up living for like 35 years. But part of it was just, Debbie and I were both asking the Lord, Lord, is this you? We were hungry, trying to just, we don't want to miss this, Lord, but we're not clear that it is you. Can you help us? And that was one of the ways that I got help, and tell you how much He needed to hit me over the head with a 2x4 to say, yeah, it's me, you know?
Yeah, I think He's broken a few 2x4s over me too.
Yeah.
It's just so amazing when you pray over somebody and you see the effect, or you see them healed, you see them delivered. But what's even more amazing is every so often God throws something out there for you too. Mm-hmm. And it's just as you said, it's like, wow, it's for me too. It's not just for everybody else.
And that's so good. And that literally means, friends, every single person who's listening to this program today, it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter how healthy you are physically or otherwise. You're all called by God, baptized into Him. Every single person is called to step into this kind of mission in life according to God's calling in your life, where you are, your vocation, and the rest of it. And if you're listening and you're hearing tapes in your head like you're somehow disqualified, or you're the one who it doesn't apply to just because of the bad life that you've lived or something like that, go back to the 5 keys that John shared with us. All you have to do is repent if you're in a place like that. Just ask the Lord. Give your sins to Him. Repent. Go to confession. Give them to the Lord. The Lord stands ready to take you right where you are. You're not permanently disqualified. You're called by the Lord, and He qualifies you in the call that He's given to you, and He's going to give you the power and the grace you need to go forward.
Yeah, I just think of myself as, a tool in a toolbox, and maybe I'm that broken chisel or that bent screwdriver, whatever. But whatever it is, in the hands of the Master, He's going to make it work. And the more I let go, the more I'm amazed I am to see what He does.
John, we have just a few seconds left in the program. I wonder if you could just lead us in a prayer for our friends and maybe people who are crying out in their hearts today for prayers or listening to the program.
I'd be happy to. Heavenly Father, You are so good, and we are so grateful to have a God like You. Thank you, Father, for sending Your Son, Jesus, to die for us and to show us how to be human. You didn't take away the suffering, but You showed us how to suffer. And Jesus, You didn't leave us as orphans. You left the Holy Spirit. Thank You, Holy Spirit, for being here with us. Thank You for all the work that You do. You're the hands and the arms of the Father, and through everything good that happens on earth is done through You. So Jesus, I just pray that You pour out Your Holy Spirit upon everybody that's listening right now. Father, I thank You for all of the people who are listening. I ask the Holy Spirit to come upon them and relieve them of any aches, any pains, any spiritual healings that they need. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray this. Amen.
Amen. John, thanks so much for being here. It's been a great week. It went by so fast.
Yes.
I appreciate you coming, even as you're battling sinus infection and the rest of it. So you're a real trooper. Thank you so much. And friends, let's decide today to stand up in the authority of the Lord and to lay hold of our identity and our destiny. Every single one of you is called to a high purpose. And the Lord expresses that in daily simple ways with each and every one of us. But what He really wants you to know, and He wants each one of us to walk in, is the realization of His radical, total, daily, all-day love for each and every one of us. He said, abide in My love, and you will bear fruit. God bless you, friends. Have a wonderful weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.